Joking, right? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Oh, no,
you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm on the long, cold, lonely nights. That don't impress me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden hoping to step up pressure on the Israeli government to reach an agreement on freeing all the hostages that are currently being held by Hamas. In Israel, protests continue across the country against Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Israelis want a ceasefire. Netanyahu isn't budging.
These murderers executed six of our hostages. They shot them in the back of the head. That's what's changed. And now after this, we're asked to show seriousness? We're asked to make concessions? What message does this send Hamas?
That was at a news conference on Monday. Pope Francis has started a major trip, the longest of his papacy so far. He landed in Jakarta, Indonesia today. He'll visit four countries over 12 days. It's a day off the campaign trail for both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. They're both taking part in debate prep, their first showdown taking place a week from tonight on ABC. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much, spend a little time with your child after they're born, or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Road construction is continuing over in Oneida County. The work on Stephen Street to Pollyanna Road is expected to be completed very soon on September 6th, and the pavement replacement and intersection upgrades on Highway 17 North to County P are expected to be finishing on September 20th. But for the moment, traffic will be detoured to County P and Highway 17, and US 8 will be closed. Iron and Vilas counties are also continuing construction, with crews replacing and repairing culverts, replacing the curb and gutter, milling and overlaying asphalt pavement, installing centerline rumble strips, and upgrading pavement markings from County W to Weber Creek Bridge. Crews will be paving the graded area north of Mercer and Trail Crossing, landscaping the remaining areas, and begin milling and paving starting on the south end of Mercer. Motorists will encounter one-lane flagging operations throughout the project, but this project is expected to be completed this month. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie Jackson Churio. And the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
All right, Tuesday mornings means we chat with the coaches. Coach Precor from Phillips will join us this hour. A little later, we've got Coach Tony Morgan of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles joining us. Coach, good morning.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Glad you're feeling better. And moving. And the Friday night win made you feel pretty good, though.
Thursday night, yeah.
Or Thursday night win.
That did make me feel a little bit better. And then we had 4 days off because we're playing this Saturday. So kids get a little bit of a break. Coach gets a break, and my voice is back. So here
yeah,
I am.
Yeah. Well, a wonderful way to start off the season. And I think going into the season, as I looked at your roster before the game, I got to call the game on Thursday, and I saw your skill position players and Hudson Hilgart and Corbin Phelps and Dalton Schmidt and others. You've got some skill players there that not only running the ball, but I'm sure blocking for each other too, that an eight-man football can provide some real big problems for a defensive team, can't they?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of skill positions. In fact, it was almost a curse of blessings where it's like, hey, how do I make sure that all these guys
get the ball,
get the ball, get in positions? You know, we had a little bit of a roster challenge early on that we had to kind of solve, and we were able to do that. And, you know, Dalton Schmidt stepping up and moving to our two back, kind of our fullback position. Great lead back, but also can just hand the ball off to him and pound him up the middle. We kind of have. I'm not afraid to hand the ball off to any of the guys that we
have. Yeah, I mean, Dalton, that's a great option to have someone to lead as a lead for a block. But then when you do give him the ball, he's got just as good a skills as the other guys running the ball.
Runs hard. He really worked on his leg strength in the offseason. You know, weight room is so critical when it comes to football. And, you know, his leg strength really improved. And even though he's taller than a typical running back type, he moves his legs and he's literally wiry in there, and he's hard to take down. He's going to fall forward, and he's a guy that every time we give him the ball, we think, you know, he's going to get 3 to 5 yards, and if they're not in the right spot, as you saw in one of those, it can turn into a 25-yard touchdown.
Yeah, for those of you who didn't catch the game, the eight-man season started on Thursday for Shawamigan, and the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer Co-op team beat Birchwood Winter 54-14. Shot off to a 46-0 halftime lead. Talk a little bit about Hudson, because Hudson last year, you know, he struggled a little bit throwing the ball here and there. He's got a nice arm, but struggled a little bit with that. He seemed to be really comfortable just kind of locking in on that running game and running and doing the options with that. Is that a good analysis of how he felt?
Yeah, I think part of it was, you know, Hudson does have a very live arm. He probably knows that he likes to throw the ball further than I like him to throw the ball. And so, you know, part of it is he and I learning to work together last year. Mm-hmm. And then at times, you know, based on schedule and the way things were going, you know, when you're down 20 points, it's kind of hard to say, okay, we're going to grind the ball out and just kind of run here, especially when you have a quarterback with a live arm. So I think Hudson has really improved as a runner, being able to be a leader, reading the defense and what they're doing, pulling the ball when he needs to pull it. You know, I think we have the freedom now for him to audible at the line, make play calls in the huddle himself. So really, that culmination of that senior quarterback who has 3 years experience and now the second year in the same system.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think you could have asked for a better scenario, because this is technically a pre-conference, a preseason game, I guess, if you want to call it. It's before the conference anyway. And you got a chance to have a lot of guys see the field and have success. Young guys, and Norrison Rodriguez got some nice carries out there, some freshmen, and Dawson Minima, and your freshman boy got out there. That had to have been wonderful to see those guys get early season playing time like that.
Yeah, you know, we really wanted to focus on trying to make sure we have as much JV time as possible. Through our scrimmage the week prior, we got to actually do 30 plays on offense, 30 on defense for our JV guys. We knew winter wasn't going to have a JV team, and then as we get into conference play here, it's kind of a week by week. So anytime we get those young guys playing time, experience, as you mentioned, you know, my freshman, Sean Morgan, he had to step up and due to an injury actually, you know, play. And then, you know, make some plays on the offensive line for us, you know, coming on the defensive line, gets like, you know, Dawson Minima, Ollie coming in as freshmen. And then towards the fourth quarter, really being able to put in just our JV offense and have them score a touchdown. That was really fun to watch. And, you know, those kids, they come to practice, they work just as hard as our varsity guys. They're just a little less experienced. Some of them, maybe it's their first year in high school, or, you know, just haven't, you know, been in the weight room enough yet to quite get to that varsity level. So anytime we get those kids reps, it's a good thing for our program long term.
Mr. 2-point conversion, Dawson Minima, too.
Yeah,
so
two
a couple
for two.
Of those.
Nice
on that.
Yeah.
We always talk about numbers in football, but I guess one of the things some people don't think about is when you get in a game like this, like you had Friday night where you're up, if you don't have numbers, there's no option. I mean, your guys still have to be out there. Your guys that you want to be healthy the whole year, with the numbers that you have now, you were able to kind of start to kind of sprinkle in a few guys here and there, and then later in the game more and more got in, and that's what numbers do for you, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Football is also the ultimate team sport, so the plus to having a game like we had where we were able to get in some of the, say, JV guys or guys that maybe are coming back. You know, Jeffrey Beauregard, you know, senior coming back from injury, wasn't around last year. So offense, you know, he's in his first year with the offense. So, you know, week one. So to be able to get him in and get him some touches, that, you know, that's a guy that injuries are going to happen. Things are going to happen throughout a football season. At some point, he's going to be called upon to be that guy. You know, same thing with, like, Dominic Seabury. You know, to get some older guys that maybe just don't have the experience on the offense to play the offense, Norrison Rodriguez. Again, some juniors that, you know, last year just their focus was either injury or on the defensive side or special teams for Norrison. It really just helps us with our depth continuing to be able to weather the storm of a football season.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was a lopsided score, but this is a team that defeated you last year.
Yes.
And it was a team that sometimes you see it in 8-man, 11-man, where the dominance is there. There's huge plays. There's a 50, 60, 70-yard plays consistently. Here, Birchwood Winter, they made you grind. They made you work for it. I mean, there wasn't, for the most part, those huge gaping plays. So even with the numbers they had, people shouldn't let go of the fact that Birchwood Winter still was a pretty good team.
They have a good quarterback. You know, they have a good throwing game. You know, our goal is whenever we go against a team that is a primary throw team, we want to keep under 200 yards passing, and we were able to do that. They were in the 150 range, I think 159. About half of that came on one play.
Yeah.
But he made some play. I mean, there were times we thought we had three freshmen, had him sacked up, and then all of a sudden he just skirts it out, and then next thing you know, it's a 16-yard gain. Hudson had a play where he put a hit right as the receiver was catching the ball, and you're like, oh, 9 times out of 10, that's knocked out. Nope, guy comes down with it on the 3-yard line, and you know they were able to make some plays. Probably what happened, a little bit of depth, and because of the skill positions that we have, they just weren't able to make plays consistently. But when they play some teams that maybe aren't as deep as we are or as experienced as we are, because we do have a lot of seniors and juniors that are returning with varsity experience, you know, they're going to give some people some run for their money for sure.
Yeah, we mentioned a couple times during the game that when they run into a team that maybe doesn't have the athleticism that Shawamigan has defensively, that Pettit to Gint thing, that could end up being a Channel 12 Player of the Week deal, where they could go off for like 300 yards, those two, because those two are good enough to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Pettit, when he has time to throw the ball, he is dangerous. The thing that we are very much blessed with is not only our secondary athletes, but we're pretty blessed on the defensive line. We have, you know, I think we have some defensive ends that are going to be considered.
Talk about those guys a little bit, because they don't get enough radio time sometimes.
Yeah,
radio
well, guy. You know, so, you know, Carson McPeak and Greg Morgan, you know, you look at their stat line and it wasn't anything that was dominant, but they just got in there. They rushed anything that was there. You know, they did their job. You know, and that's I think the difference this year on our defense is guys did their job. So, you know, when you look at some guys, their stat lines weren't great, but Carson McPeak, you know, did not let anyone outside, and the quarterback likes to roll to that, you know, defensive left end. You know, Greg Morgan, just nobody's going to get outside of him, and he's going to put some pressure on the quarterback. Even if he doesn't get there to get a sack, I think he might have had four or five hurries on the yeah. quarterback. Dalton Schmidt, just, you know, moving from what was kind of that strong side linebacker, the, hey, you run in and make the plays, to replace A.J. Morgan, to be that kind of like, you are the Mike, you have to stay home and you can't let anything take away in the middle. Again, stat line didn't look pretty, but he played a heck of a game. So, you know, sometimes when people look at the numbers, they lie if you don't watch the game. You know, those are three guys that maybe all combined had two or three tackles, a couple assists, some hurries. You know, Greg did have the fumble recovery, but stat lines aren't huge on those guys. But those guys are kind of that base for what we did.
Right. We'll be chatting Phillips Logger Football with Coach Precor in just a little bit. One thing I noticed that stood out in my mind watching the game on Thursday was I don't think you turned the ball over once, did you?
No.
The whole game. And the penalties were very limited. I think that speaks back to the experience, I think, of your team, right? But usually you get a little bit more experienced team, and those things should go away, and that game one was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I know we drew a face mask penalty. We drew an offsides penalty. We never jumped offensively or defensively. I think we had one holding call, and that was one of those. You know, we're a tough physical team, and that was a lineman taking my coaching to heart, and he was driving to the whistle at the end, and the guy kind of pulled him down. But, you know, when you land on top and yeah. it's away from the play, sometimes you're going to get those. But, you know, we'll take a holding penalty every once in a while for some attitude blocking, because that is how we want to play football, is we want to be that team that comes in and, you know, we count pancake blocks, and we really encourage the kids to really get after it in the blocking. You know, we have all eagle block sessions in practice, where every person block, even Hudson Hillgard is out there hitting the blocking sled, because everybody needs to block for the Shawamagon Screaming Eagles to be successful, along with our Butternut and Mercer Co-op.
Oh, we had a couple of guys get a little nicked up on the game Friday, on Thursday, but is everybody good to go this week, or what's it looking
yeah,
like?
Yeah, as far as I know, everybody's good. No major nick-ups, I guess minor, but just based on the way the game was able to go, we were able to get guys rest. And when we walked off the field, we were pretty much 100%. I think Jaden Moto, one of our Butternut players, he went down with a little bit of a hyperextension. He was cleared and back in. And that is where depth does come in, because, you know, the eight-man football, that lineman position is important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we had a freshman step up, and first play, combo block and two pancakes get done, and so it's a huge plus when you can put in someone for a returning starter like Jaden and not have a drop off. So you know, that's an important part of our team is depth.
Conference kicks off Saturday, 1 o'clock at Rib Lake. It's great to be a part of a conference. Great to have kids playing for all conference honors and all that stuff. Rib Lake, first year eight man for them.
Yeah, first year eight man, so they only have one game under their hat. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that goes. They played a good quality program in Gilman. I think it ended up being 38-6. Don't know if the final score really represented how they played. They played very, very tough. So they kind of have they have their unique system in how they're going to run the ball, and, you know, so we'll have to be prepared for that. and you know, only have one game under the hat. Who knows what other tricks they have up their sleeve? But usually, when it comes to eight man football, it's all about gap assignment on the defense, and you know, who can block it up and break a couple tackles on the offensive side.
Yeah, well, great way to start the season, Coach. Congrats to you and the boys, and nice to have that Thursday to Saturday gap now, so you can tweak anything that maybe you didn't like out there, and now we get to go with the conference on Saturday. So
absolutely, we're looking forward to it.
All right, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you,
Coach Tony Morgan, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to jump right into Coach Steve Precor, who's with us to chat a little bit about the Logger game on Saturday. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Joel.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. A tough, a kind of a rivalry game, I guess, with Newman Catholic to kick off the season on Saturday, right? Is that a good description?
Yeah, I would definitely call it a rivalry game. We both came into eight-man football in 2017 and played each other every year except for, like, the last two, even though we scrimmaged with them. We played several JV games against them. Oftentimes, it's been two. So we're quite familiar with them, and I would definitely call it a rivalry game.
Yeah, well,
unfortunately, we haven't been able to come out on the right end of one of those games, though.
Well, they've been one of the better teams in the state. They won the state title. Was it a couple years ago that they won that? Was that?
Yes, yeah, 2 years ago. So they've been in every state title game except for one.
Okay.
And they've been in eight-man football.
All right. So, talk a little bit about the game on Saturday. They got the best of you in that contest. But as going into the game, what were some of the things that you knew that you were going to have to stop with them, or the keys for it?
So we knew their quarterback was going to be a very dynamic runner, and the difference between Newman and us is they spread the field wide because they have a really good ability to throw the football. So we have to defend both vertical and sideline to sideline, but they created some space, and we knew their quarterback would be tough to tackle. He proved that was the case. And then later in the game, or just towards the beginning of the second half, he was injured. And actually, Sam Pritzel's grandson played very well against us. Wish they'd be in Phillips and not Wausau.
Sam, work on that, Sam.
his triplets up there are down there, and when they came in after injury, it made their run game very dynamic, and it was tough to tackle.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a 34-12 was the final. Wausau Newman won it, but it was a 6-6 game after the first quarter. What were some of the things that were key as you got into that second quarter when they outscored you 14-0?
Actually, it was 20-12 at half.
Okay. Okay.
They just out-physicaled us on a lot of our run plays at the point of attack. They made some tackles that we didn't break, got off the blocks that just forced us out of our comfort zone. If you look at our stat sheet, we actually had more passing yards than we had rushing yards, which I don't know the last time that's happened.
Wait a minute. This is breaking news, Steve Precor. More passing than rushing. But that probably is a good tribute to that Newman defense stopping your run, right?
Very, very much so. Forced us to do some things that we didn't want to do. And then we made plays in the passing game. What hurt us was a lot of penalties, and we lost four fumbles throughout the course of the game. And in the second half, when we had a chance to keep it within a touchdown before they kind of extended the lead, we had a touchdown called back as well, and then the next play fumbled. So it was some mistakes that are something that we can definitely clean up, be a little more disciplined, clean up those mistakes. And you can't make those mistakes against a very good football team.
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing one of the perennial eight-man powers in the state, Coach, and you turn the ball over four times, you kind of know what's going to happen when the buzzer sounds at the end, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's something you can't do. So there's got to be some good positive vibes you're thinking for this team because, again, the quality in Wausau Newman is so good. Talk about some players always get a chance at first game, I think, Coach. You have that first game, and a player gets in for whatever reason, because of injury or whatever, and they surprise you a little bit. Who are a couple of those guys that maybe that showed something to you on Saturday's game?
I was impressed with the way Ben Vernick played on Saturday. I expected him to do well. He played very well, both offensively and defensively. Made a couple nice catches, and then was flying around on defense. My quarterback, Shaden Zien, played very well, both on offense and defense. Threw the ball much better than I anticipated, which is exciting because we have some pretty dynamic athletes that can catch the ball. In Lane Abraham and Colin Kleinschmidt, both played well, and that was their first football game since 8th grade or 7th grade. So you put them to the test right away. The game, they need some time for the game to slow down in their mind and in front of them, but they played very well.
Yeah, for those.
I was happy with McCoy Delasky, a sophomore center, played outstanding.
And for those of you who may get excited that Coach Preko is now a passing coach, 63 of those yards came on one pass play to Mr. Vernig. So don't get too excited about Coach Preko airing it out here, right, Coach?
That's right. I think we completed 6 passes, I think, which is a lot. But yeah, and that's the fun part about our offense is if we do run the ball well, our passes should be big plays.
And you got a good athlete like Ben Vernig out there they had to catch him, so you got to utilize that a little bit. Now, Coach, it looks like Thursday's game against Mellon has been canceled. Am I right on that?
That's correct.
Okay,
that's
and you correct. Guys that's are me. You guys are trying, but it's real hard in the game two, week two of the season, isn't it? To find
with 3
somebody.
Days notice or 4 days, it's really hard. I mean, everybody has a schedule locked up. Some way, shape, or form. Whether I know Siren had something similar, they went and played Minnesota School for the Deaf. Luck is traveling all the way to Ishpeming, Michigan, to play a game. So I mean, everybody tries really hard to find a football game. So to have it canceled the week of it's tough to find.
Yeah,
it's too bad. From my understanding, Mellon doesn't have enough healthy players to get through a game on Thursday, which is understandable. When you have a small roster.
All right. But the search is still on. Am I right with that, Coach?
Search is on. We're not going to give up.
Okay. Let us know if anything happens with that. And I know the loggers, it's going to still be a good season for the loggers. Don't get sidetracked a little bit because this Newman Catholic team is always really good. And in spite of those 4 turnovers, Coach, I look at it. I mean, you were right there. You were still right there. I know it ended up 34-12, but, you know, they scored a touchdown in that fourth quarter to extend it out a little bit. So, you got to feel a little bit confident as a coach that you were able to still keep this game close with those turnovers.
It did. I mean, you're right. It was one of those you knew you had to be perfect to beat them. They're a good football team. So we have a lot of positives to take away, a lot of things to clean up and practice on. And we will definitely win some football games. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. So hopefully we'll find one on Thursday. Maybe we can all hop on a plane and charter one to Hawaii or something like that. All right.
Find me a donor. We're in.
Yeah, get your dad to write a check. Come on, Paul. All right, Coach. Thank you for taking time to join us, Coach. We always appreciate it. We'll chat with you again next week, okay?
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate you having me.
Coach Steve, call out to Paul. Coach Steve Precor, the Phillips Logger head coach. Thanks to him and Coach Tony Morgan for joining us. We do that each Tuesday during the football season, talking high school football.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
And your Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers continue to get ready for their season opener against the Eagles in Brazil a week from today. I'm Bill Scott. One of the best things that happened during the offseason and training camp was figuring out how to solve the early career injury issues for wide receiver Christian Watson. He and the Packers put a tremendous amount of time and resources into figuring out how to stay on the field, and so far so good. Watson said this was a big training camp for him.
Obviously put a lot of work in this offseason just to, you know, try to make sure that I was healthy as possible and able to, you know, maintain that. So, you know, to be able to go out there at camp, compete, get better, you know, go against a good defense and still be able to stay healthy and make plays, I think it was huge for me just in terms of, you know, a mental standpoint of, you know, knowing that, you know, the work that I put in is paying off.
That's Christian Watson. I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The Packers worked out five different kickers after releasing Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph. They settled on Titans rookie free agent Braden Narveson. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
This is uncharted territory, I would say, that I've been in my time in the league. Yeah, you just got to come in and perform. I don't know how else to put it.
The Packers and Eagles coming up next week. We'll have more on that matchup on Monday from Titletown on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 78 this afternoon. The wind south at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. Tonight clear with a low of 55. Tomorrow sunshine, still breezy with a high of 79 with some showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow night into Thursday, cooler and fall-like by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
All my life I've spent a hoping I can give someone
in the headlights. I'm a mama's boy, I'm a fist fight. Kinda county light, kinda cold beer. Little hat down, little John Deere. I kinda give a damn, I kinda don't care. You see the girl standing right there. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'ma turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be. A small town boy like me. She likes my t-shirt, she likes my old boots. Likes to slow dance to some old school. She take a full moon, a world of city nights. And I ain't scared to get all up in them bright lights. Yeah, I can smooth it out, I can stick it up. I guess that's why she can't get enough of a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy. I'm a ride or die, baby. I'm a cool, I'm a crazy. I'm a laid back in the front seat. I'm so with you till the end, girl. Let's turn it up to 10, girl. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die, baby. She's my cool, she's my crazy. She's my laid back in the front seat. She's my with me till the end, girl. I'm turning up to 10. She can have anybody that she wants to be, anywhere she wants to be. She loves a small town boy like me. She loves a small town boy like me. Yeah, she loves a small town boy like me.
Dustin Lynch at 98Q Country. Hope you are well on a Tuesday edition here. Back to school we go. And I was, as I do when I'm home over a holiday weekend, and I had a day in there where I just kind of was hanging around home and just doing stuff on the computer and stuff like that. I was watching one of the ball games on TV, and there was a home run that was hit. And it was a line drive. It was just, the ball literally was still rising as it went into the stands and it hit a seat. And they estimated the distance on that home run to be like 370 feet. And I was looking at the fence was only like 340. And I'm thinking to myself, Major League Baseball has not perfected the distance of a home run yet. They'll do it during the home run hitting contest, during the All-Star game. They'll have the special equipment, the angle of the ball, and all that stuff. But I'm pretty sure that when somebody hits a home run at AmFam Field or Target Field or Wrigley Field, that there's some there's a guy, probably an intern, in the booth, and they're like, "All right, where did it hit? What do you think, Jim? 382. It sounds good." So that's what they do. They just go with 382 feet. It doesn't matter. They're not correctly. I think the distance of a home run for a fan, especially if you're listening on the radio, is very important. I mean, if that thing went 420 feet, you want to, that was a bomb. That was a bomb. But sometimes those line drive home runs get absolutely no respect at all. And then the Brewers, you say, Joel, why does it matter? It matters because I noticed it, all right? The Brewers just continue to do everything right. I mean, they're 10 games up in the division. They're gonna win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. It's just a matter of where they're going to be in the playoffs. If they finish with the top two record-wise in the National League, then they get a bye. If they don't, then they got to play a three-game series, probably at AmFam Field. It will be at AmFam Field. But it's a short series, so you want to avoid that if you can. So the Brewers are doing everything in their power to do that, and all they do is win, baby. Tonight, Brewers right here again. We'll have it for you. Your home of the Brewers, 98Q Country.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
98Q Country.
Throw it down. I got a
like that. You got that little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You be my Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rings. All I'll do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. I got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of a dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink.
I'ma need some whiskey glasses.
Or getting ready to party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Take a moment, celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
Gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim McGraw, 98Q Country. I'm going to hand things over to Travis here in just a second. 49 going to turn into about 75, it looks like, today. I was looking at some of the because I had some extra time over the weekend, I was looking at some of the NIL, the name, image, likeness things going on in college football. It's not college football anymore, by the way. It's minor league football, MFL, and it's not so minor anymore. Deion Sanders' kid, who plays with them in Colorado, he makes almost $5 million a year now. That's his salary for playing college football. And it's not just reliant on how good you are. It's also reliant on how many followers you have. There's a lady by the name of Libby Dunne, D-U-N-N-E, who is a gymnast who has about 13 million followers on social media, and she makes about $4 million a year off of that stuff. And the amount of money, even your Badgers have guys making $500,000 a year. There's a couple of guys from Wisconsin. So it's not about recruiting anymore. It's about how big your wallet is when you walk in the door. You used to be able to take the star quarterback out to Denny's and tell him, you're going to have a good college experience. Here's why so-and-so Southwest State University is so good. Now you just walk in, you just open up your checkbook and say, how much money did they offer you, and I'll pay you more. And then that's how college football works right now. And you thought you saw some ugly college football scores in the past. There were some ugly ones already, the 70-3 games, because all the good players are going where the money is. And just go into Google and look at Badgers NIL, and you'll see there's a lot of Badger guys making a pretty good chunk of money. And I think most people think that college football players should be getting paid. I'm not sure we agree with going from zero to put the car in neutral and floor it all in one day, because that's exactly what we went to. We went from college kids being broke and having to scrounge French fries from the couch of the fraternity house to now driving Lamborghinis. So it's wonderful. Travis, hey, speaking of Lamborghinis, rolled up in his Lamborghini.
Yep.
He's ready to roll today, right?
I'm here. I've got my fancy car. Yep.
Waiting for his NIL deal to roll in?
Right. It looks like I tried to go into it at the wrong time. I'm just a little too old.
Travis Creeley is coming in next, folks. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning for Reality Radio.
Hey, Wisconsin. It's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
98Q Country.
There's so much going on in this town. To keep me busy, I've been running around. Up and down all these avenues. Doing everything but thinking about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs. You don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell River Valley back roads. Way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town, settling down. I'd be on the greener side of that fence. Little starter house we finally outgrown. 1,200 feet we're about to add on. Smiling out there watching them. Big old yellow bug is about to break ground. While you're shooting all my baby names down. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like. In our day, if I'd have just stayed, I wouldn't be living in this condo, hanging out with Haley from Toronto. God almighty, baby, we were that close to ditching up.
Time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven. Wanna storm me once, says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Yeah.